$1,000. Now, text the keyword LUCK to 200-200. You'll get a text-confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's LUCK to 200-200.
710 WOR.
This is
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Morning, everyone, on a Wednesday. Hope you're doing well. Michael Riedel, you okay? You're surviving?
I'm yes. Hurricane Michael, that's me.
Joe Bartlett, Hurricane Joe, how you doing over there?
I'm doing fine.
I'm surprised you guys missed the big story. I thought you guys were going to be all over this story.
What?
The story came out that 92% of the articles written about Donald Trump in the Main Street media are negative.
We already know that.
It's not news, Len.
We already know that.
Come on.
It's not news.
The president just tweeted about it.
Yeah, I see that.
What did he say?
Well, he said, well, by the way, you're saying that all the news is negative about Trump, which is what the surveys are saying. But, you know, the nice thing was when Barack Obama was president, it was nothing but positive comments from Fox News.
No, you know, I think there was a difference.
He won a Nobel Peace Prize. He won a Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything.
But the thing is, I think the mainstream media and, you know, the major networks, excluding Fox, are advocating for, you know, against him. Not just reporting news.
Well, here's what he
said. Advocating against him.
He just tweeted a few moments ago, despite so many positive events and victories, Media Research Center reports that 92% of stories on Donald Trump, I love it when he calls himself Donald Trump, 92% of stories on Donald Trump are negative on ABC, CBS, and ABC. It's fake news. Don't worry. The failing New York Times didn't even put the Brett Kavanaugh victory on the front page yesterday. A17. Now he's giving the page numbers.
Boy, well, it's kind of showing his age there if he's actually reading the old-fashioned newspaper. But I want to say this, just about the mainstream media. This is where Joe is absolutely right, where the media is now just simply out to try to tear this president down. And that was when The New Yorker aired that allegation against Kavanaugh by that woman Ramirez that had no credible confirmation. The New Yorker, which was one of the great journalistic institutions for over 100 years, once upon a time, they would have had corroboration. They would have had 5-6 sources. They just put that allegation against Kavanaugh out there with no sourcing, no corroboration. Right, yeah. They just put it out there because they thought we got to destroy everything that Trump is doing. That is the end of The New Yorker as a journalistic institution.
Oh, the failing New Yorker. Our big three, here comes Hurricane Michael. A major Cat 4
barreling
toward the Florida. No, you're just a little wisp. barreling toward the Florida Panhandle. And now there's even talk it could make a 5. Now, wind speed right now is 145. And that's Category 4. Category 5, which is the highest category, is 157. So there, and some of the gusts, by the way, are over that. So it's unbelievable. So it's going to be hitting, they say, maybe 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll get a very quick update a little bit later in this half hour from Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel. He'll give us the very, very latest, but it could go to 5. Also in the Big 3, Nikki Haley up and quits the UN. What's the real deal on that one? And rounding out the Big 3, they came close, but the 9th inning comeback fell short. Red Sox eliminating the Yankees in the Bronx, 4-3, the final score. But, you know, the Nikki Haley thing, the one that makes the most, I heard 3 different theories. The one that makes the most sense to me, I guess because I've covered sports my whole life, she wants to make more money.
Yeah.
You can't make a lot of money being a UN ambassador.
No, you can't. And she was a governor before that, so she's never had the big payday. And we do know that her finances are a little shaky. She has big debts, and she's got kids that she's got to send to college. So she can take a break from public service, make some money, regroup, and I think she's going to run for president one day. And I think if we're going to have the first female president is going to be a Republican, and it's going to be Nikki Haley.
Well,
it's not going to be Pocahontas.
No, I don't know if it's going to be Republican, but I do think that she would be the first female president. But it's all, everything's timing. Because right now, if the election's held today, Trump wins again. So now you're talking 2020. Very difficult to come back and win a third term in the same party. It's happened, but, you know, in the last, half century was, once?
Well,
Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Made it three,
the other question on the table is, does she replace Pence on the ticket? Does Pence step aside?
Well, Bartlett's been saying that, and I think it's a good plan. I think if the Republicans were smart, and that would really help out with the women vote. You put her in there instead of Pence, I think that would be a great
move. I mean, Pence is a decent guy, but he's a bore.
Yeah, I mean, he has been loyal. The question is, how do you get him out of there?
Give him Secretary of State.
Exactly.
Give him another plum job.
Anything's
exactly.
A demotion.
Well, give him a plum job.
Yeah, Secretary of Transportation.
Put him on the Supreme Court. anything. I know he's got no sex in his background.
Well, I was going to say, there could be a scandal that would drive him out.
Chief White House tour guide.
But I'm glad, you know, of all the things Nikki Haley, and we love Nikki Haley, so this is said with love. Of all the things she's done, I'm glad she cleared this up.
I can't say enough good things about Jared and Ivanka. Jared is such a hidden genius that no one understands.
Well, she may be right about that. He is working on the Middle East peace plan. Well,
if he solves the Middle East, I will get down on my knees.
You will go rent an apartment in one of the buildings he owns.
No, I move to Jerusalem, where the embassy is. So we like at this time to mention some of the people who show up on the TV shows. And then on Fox and Friends, Governor Mike Huckabee was on, and he was discussing Nikki Haley and who might possibly replace her, Michael.
It's going to be a tough job to fill because she's done it better, in my view, than anyone has ever done it before. She's been terrific. She's been strong. She's been firm for Israel. She's pushed back against some of the bullying that has happened by many of these little pipsqueak nations who can go and kick sand in America's face. Not anymore. Not when Nikki Haley has been there.
Mm. Who are those pipsqueak nations? East Timor? Who's been kicking sand in our face?
China.
Those little pipsqueak.
Russia.
Little pipsqueak countries.
You know who I think Trump should appoint to be the UN ambassador? Kanye West. Well, I think he'd be great.
They're having lunch today, by the way.
You see, I'm on the trail.
Well,
my journalistic nose is twitching. Well, I bet he announces United States Ambassador.
United Nations
to the UN.
Ambassador.
Yeah.
That would work out really well.
He loves what we're doing for African-American jobs, for so many different things. Median income, as you see, at an all-time high. Poverty level at the best rate, meaning the lowest rate so far. And Kanye is a smart guy, and he sees that.
Does he have some foreign policy expertise, though? That's what I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun?
He probably has toured around the world.
Oh, that's...
There you go.
Absolutely. He knows the world. He knows the world well.
Probably does,
Very good observation, Len.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for. Hey, so Melania is giving her very... She has given the interview, and it's going to be on ABC News with Tom Yamas on Friday night at 10 o'clock. Now, they did release a little snip, apparently not the juicy parts, but so on ABC Good Morning America, they played a little bit of Melania, and she was asked about the Me Too movement and obviously with overtones of Judge Kavanaugh.
I do stand with women, but we need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
Now, the Daily Mail put out a list of some of the questions they somehow found out. Now, the whole interview was done with no preconditions.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom Yamas could ask anything. For example, he did ask her about why she wore the I Really Don't Care Do You jacket to visit immigrant children who had been separated at the border.
But we don't know what she said yet.
No, we don't. We do know, according to the Daily Mail, that Tom Yamas said asked her about the state of her marriage, her husband's infidelity, and her views on the Me Too movement. Well, we've heard about some of the Me Too.
Did he ask directly about Stormy Daniels?
Well, it says you're not... Well, apparently he said... I don't know if he said specifically about Stormy, but he said... the quote is, you're not the first lady to have to deal with your husband's infidelities. Has this put a strain on your marriage?
Hmm.
So he later asked.
Well, he's talking about the Clintons there. And Clinton did it while he was in the White House. He did it right in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. I don't think Trump is doing that.
Well, he left out JFK, didn't he? Have some
infidelities?
And
LBJ?
Yeah, now that's interesting, LBJ. I didn't find him a very attractive man.
Well, power. Power's the aphrodisiac.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how she answers these questions. If you do an interview, if I were going to do an interview with Melania, I don't think I would bring up the name Stormy Daniels. I think you draw the line somewhere. I think you speak in generalities. You know, there have been reports of paying people. You're going to hit her between the eyes with a Stormy Daniels question? I don't think so.
No, you go on, you say, let's talk about Stormy Daniels. She claims she had an affair with your husband.
Wow.
Do you believe her?
Karen McDougal. You're going to bring up Karen McDougal, the Playboy, that she claims she seemed very credible in her interview that she had a 6-month affair with him.
Yeah. No, I think you can't dance around the subject of Stormy Daniels. She's all over the place.
Well, one of the subjects that got a lot of coverage on the morning shows and on CBS, Rick Scott, the Florida governor, showed up. And obviously this hurricane is just barreling towards the panhandle as we speak.
You've waited too long. You know, you've got to hunker down. You've got to get shelter as quickly as you can. This thing is coming. As you heard, it's getting worse.
Well, we had Pete Combs of ABC News, and he was on a barrier island. He said 50% of the residents have not moved. Now, if you're going to be on a barrier island sticking out in the ocean, man, your life's in danger.
With 150-mile-an-hour winds and a storm surge of 9 to 12 feet, your island is going to be flooded. It's going to be covered in water. So are you.
Yeah, I know. So, bears watching, obviously. We will hear in the next segment one of the things we'll talk about. Ray Stager will join us for a moment just to talk about the upgrade. I'm going to give you a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want to take the electric chair or lethal injection? What's your pleasure? Hold that thought. That's coming up next, plus your next chance at $1,000 is coming up at 10:05. But right now, Bernie Vider in traffic.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So this storm is really bearing down on the panhandle in Florida. It's a Category 4, flirting with a Category 5. It's moving rapidly. I thought it came out of nowhere, but our Cracker Jack meteorologist, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. Ray, you were telling us earlier that you had your eye on this Hurricane Michael several days ago.
Here's what I would say for your cronies in South Florida and in other areas in the southeastern U.S. It was a couple of weeks before that, you know, we were hinting at something happening in the Caribbean and moving into the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm not going to say this and to this intensity, but, you know, and that at that point we were continuing to say, hey, after Florence now, it looks like as we get into the early part or the middle part of October, there may be something trying to develop once again and become more favorable in the Gulf of Mexico. And bam, here we are, which something that's going to be an historic event. There's never been a landfalling Category 4 hurricane in the panhandle of Florida on record, and the records go back into the 1880s.
Do you think it's going to hit the Category 5? You said there was a chance, huh?
It's got a chance. Right now, it's showing no signs of weakening. The pressure's at 933 millibars, and that translates into a 145-mile-per-hour Category 4 storm. Whoa. It's got to get to 157.
So what time's it hitting, Ray, before we run?
Between 1 and 3, somewhere around Panama City right now. Looks like it started to take a jog just off toward the north and east. So it's probably within a few miles of Panama City. If they're on the east side of the eye wall and on the northeast quadrant of that storm, it is going to be catastrophic in terms of damage. They're on the west side. Panama City does a little bit better. But anybody on the east side is going to get it worse than the west side. But still, hurricane force winds most likely exceeding 100 miles per hour is going to change the coastline in parts of the area.
And it's going to whip through, right? It's not going to be one of these that settles in and just hangs there for a while?
Yeah, if there is a good thing, it'll move off to the north-northeast. Right now at 12, going to move probably a little bit quicker as it comes on shore and gets caught up in the westerlies. And that'll save it from being a catastrophic rain event. But what it's going to do, though, is bring some of those hurricane force winds into South Georgia. And then since it's moving so quickly, it won't have time to wind down. So we'll still have tropical storm force winds into eastern North Carolina as we go through the day tomorrow. There are tropical storm watches as far north and northeast as the Outer Banks of North Carolina. So I hope people in North and South Carolina aren't letting their guard down. They are going to have some tropical storm force winds. There may be some power outages as they are possible to likely in eastern North and South Carolina as well as South Georgia and Florida, along with the rain threat. Many rivers in North Carolina are still at moderate flood stage. So the water from Florence still hasn't gone away in terms of back down to where it should be in some of these rivers. We're going to throw another 5 to 8 inches of rain on top of that. There will be impacts in the Carolinas too.
All right. Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
Wow. That is some storm coming our way.
Hey, I gave you a choice.
Yeah.
If you're going to go for a double murder, which could happen.
I'm going to kill you and Bartlett one morning. That's it.
Do you want a 3-drug lethal injection or the electric chair?
You know, I'm gonna go with the electric chair because I'm old fashioned.
Really?
I like the old fashioned way they used to do things.
Who goes for the electric chair?
Well, first of all, you get a haircut because they shave your head.
Yes, they do.
You get a meal,
and then
you know why they do that.
Why? Because the electrodes flow through your body easier without hair.
And they don't want your hair to go on fire.
Oh,
so you're like you don't want to be Mr. Heat Miser.
I don't know
year
if it's true, but that's what I've always heard. Well.
And then you turn blue. and your eyes bulge out.
This is what you prefer.
Well, you get the old Zapparoonie. That's what I would do. Like, what was her name? Ethel Rosenberg. Remember when they zapped old Ethel Rosenberg?
Well, Kelly Henry said, "Hey, I'm picking the chair."
Why?
I want to guess that he said faster. 10 to 18 minutes of drowning, suffocation, and chemical burning is unspeakable.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you kind of just, once they put, you're going to feel the needle go into your vein. And you know, first it's going to give you the barbiturates to put you to sleep, but you're going to feel going to sleep.
But that's what I felt that would have been better, because you just, you know, you go out first and then it does
its
job.
When they throw that switch, and believe me, I like to try it sometime. When they throw that switch, zap, boom, that's it. You're gone. You're out of there. Boom.
That was the name of the attorney, Kelly Henry. The guy who's going to get zapped is Edmund Zagorski. In 1983. Wow, this is 83. 90, this is 25 years ago.
Wow.
35 years ago. He convicted of killing two men, John Dodson and Jimmy Porter. He shot the two, slit their throats, and stole the money. He was going to sell them marijuana. A lovely guy. And now 35 years later, what takes that long?
They're going to zap him. An old Sparky.
And that's his choice. It's the first zapping in Tennessee. I didn't know he had a choice there.
Actually, I've been told by a friend of mine who's a medical examiner, the best way to go is the firing squad, because they point right at your heart.
They don't have that anymore.
No, but they should bring it back. No, I'm serious. For humane reasons. He told me, you get shot in that heart with all those bullets, you are out of there before you even hit the ground.
You know, Hillary was asked about that, and she said... So this is going to be the first zapping in Tennessee since 2007.
Where did that come from?
It's a great story.
I just thought I'd throw it. I had to make it interesting.
All right, let's zap the news at 9:30 with Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Florida going to get zapped. Florida Governor Rick Scott says it is too late to run. He's urging everybody now, hunker down wherever you are. You were supposed to evacuate, but it's too late now. Hurricane Michael expected to make landfall at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's going to be deadly.
The National Hurricane Center is forecasting storm surge to be between 9 and 13 feet. That means the water will come miles inshore and could easily rise over the roofs of houses.
That's pretty scary. 375,000 people were under evacuation orders. A lot have stayed. Sustained winds now up to 145 miles an hour. So this will be a doozy. President Trump says electing Democrats to Congress would plunge the nation into chaos. During a rally in Iowa, he says the only reason to vote for a Democrat is if you're tired of winning. Trump also took aim at some of his favorite Democratic targets, including Senator Elizabeth Warren.
They've gone so far left that they consider Pocahontas to be a rational person. Oh, it's crazy. Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I hope she runs. I hope she runs. Then we can finally get down to the fact as to whether or not she has Indian blood.
Well,
that's not nice.
Come on, you've heard it before. It's not like it shocks you. Another Democrat he can poke fun of, Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City. He may be closer to running for president. The former New York City mayor announced on Instagram this morning that he is officially a Democrat again. He has re-registered as a Democrat. The limo that crashed upstate, killing 20 people, had brake issues. Failed an inspection last month because of an issue with the brakes. One of six violations uncovered during an inspection September the 4th. Limousine also cited for failing to correct a prior defect. They didn't say what that was, though. The driver, Scott Lisnickia, was driving the limo, blew through a stop sign and crashed. His family is now blaming the vehicle. They say, don't rush to judgment on this one. This could be a vehicle problem and not be the fault of the driver. How about this? An art collector who owned a Banksy print worth $500,000 made it completely worthless. They ripped it in half, hoping it would double in value.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, it is, because it's only worth a dollar now.
Why would that double in value?
The original doubled in value when this is the painting,
the shredding
of the girl with the balloon. Yeah. It was shredded as soon as somebody paid $1.4 million for it.
Right. But that was Banksy doing the shredding himself by remote control. Yes. That's what gives that value.
It was just a goof?
Well, he sabotaged the painting, which is fine. And by doing that, he actually raised the value of it.
Of that, but you can't just then go rip any other painting up, because Banksy didn't do it himself.
Well, that's right. These are prints of the painting, the girl in the balloon. They say they're worth half. $500,000 because there's a limited number, right. 600 of them. Right.
Cut it in half.
They cut it in half. Hey, it's going to be worth a million.
That guy is so stupid. The point is Bansky himself did it. That's what gives value to the one that he shredded.
Well, what's his name? Banksy.
He's a graffiti artist. And nobody actually knows who he is. We need the Wall Street numbers here. Let's get to
Different sound effect.
Different sound effect.
I have a sound effect for you.
Can you have the coffee fit?
That's what we need. Well, in that little interlude, the market just went down.
Well, it's a good thing you waited.
I know it. It was up about 5 points. Now the Dow's down 37, the Nasdaq's down 49, and the S&P down 11 points.
I have the Dow down 77. So it's really boom.
There you go. It's going lower.
Heading south.
Well, it'll come back. Don't worry. Thanks, Joe. All right. There are zombies in Prospect Park.
What?
Yes. And when we get back, Alice Stockton Rossini is there to interview The Walking Dead. Plus, your next chance at $1,000 is coming up at 10:05 on 710 WOR. And now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biter.
On 710 WOR.
Zombie alert. Really? They got zombies in Prospect Park, Brooklyn? Well, who else to send on that story? But the queen of the streets, Alice Stockton Rossini, we'll get to her in just a moment. But, you know, since we're on the subject of weird but true, what's doing with UFOs?
So this is interesting. Reportings, sightings of UFOs have sparked in recent years. Yeah. They've become so common that people are starting to bet on when you're going to see a UFO again. You can actually place bets.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Where do you place
Casino.org. An independent provider of online casino reviews and information tracks the odds on its website. It even includes a history of mysterious spacecraft dating back to 1440 BC. Now, in California,
1440 BC, huh?
Yes. Listen.
The Jetsons came and visited.
Was it, exactly. Now, it was, what was my favorite Martian? He was here back then.
He was here.
So, in California alone, since 1940, almost 25,000 UFO sightings have been reported in California since 1940. After that, you get Wyoming and Vermont.
Okay, so look up what are the odds?
They don't.
Okay,
don't.
And who verifies that you really did see it? I'll call up. I got to take a picture.
You got to take a picture or video. In fact, we've got some of the more recent sightings up on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. There's one in Lake Norman, North Carolina, a shaky video of what many dubbed a UFO flying over Lake Norman. It was 2018, 10:30 a.m.
Wow.
Been raining all morning long. The skies cleared, and this weird thing came hanging over a cloud, and they've got it. Took a picture of it. It looks, I don't know what it is. It looks weird. Check it out. 710WOR.com/Len and Michael.
All right.
There are more UFOs out there than we ever thought before. Yeah.
You betcha. Okay. Alice Stockton Rossini, Prospect Park. Explain this. What do you mean zombies are running around Prospect Park?
Wait a minute. Maybe the zombie raccoons, like there's been 176 of them that have died since June in Central Park, have been transported to Prospect Park by the UFOs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what's going on here.
So what's a zombie raccoon? What is that?
Well, they have this distemper virus that you find in dogs, and it makes them like The Walking Dead. It makes them, they have like weird spaz movements and jerky movements. Their body's kind of out of control. I think they might froth at the mouth a little bit, and they're just kind of crazy, and this virus is spread. It's airborne. And so, you know, dog owners here in Prospect Park, they're a little concerned, but doubt that it's going to get as crazy as it's gotten in Central Park.
I mean, I will be alert, but I don't think it's a reason not to let them have a run. Suddenly, two cases doesn't make, you know, a whole epidemic of raccoons. That said, we do have one in our yard that's been coming quite often. But, I mean, I think it's just a normal raccoon. I don't know if it's got this distemper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think they are kind of nutty if they do.
Yeah, and we haven't seen that.
So, as I understand it, Alice, it's called the zombie virus, and it's airborne, and therefore people shouldn't be walking near dogs in Prospect Park because they can catch this.
Well, they're advising them not to let them off the leash. But here, let's hear from Linda, the Prospect Park dog whisperer, who tells us how to spot a zombie raccoon.
Prospect Park Dog Whisperer. Okay, Alice.
Usually raccoons don't come out during the day. So if they're out in the day around dogs and animals, that's a zombie raccoon.
Ah, so if they're out in the daytime.
So there you go.
Hey, Alice, can I ask you? Alice, do they have chunks of fur falling off their face like the zombies in The Walking Dead have chunks of flesh falling off their face?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I know
they
do. Thanks, their
Michael.
Nails are falling out, too.
Just jump in anytime.
Okay, here's advice. Here's some advice for all dog owners.
Well, you know what? The raccoon's having a hard time right now. They're getting all this distemper.
Yes.
And there's a vaccine for it now, though. So all dog owners should know there's a vaccine for that distemper, for whatever going on. So everybody get your dogs inoculated.
Okay. Inoculated, you don't have to worry about zombie raccoons.
Don't worry about zombie raccoons anymore. Very important. Very, very important. 130 raccoons dead in Central Park. And there was one here.
Right.
That was underneath that trash can. Yeah, the milk crate. Come on, you'll be on radio. Come on over.
Alice, can you shut those dogs up?
Jesus, you're
annoying me. Shoot them, will you?
I'm in the middle of a beautiful, beautiful meadow in Prospect Park.
Yeah.
Prospect Park is a gorgeous park. But, you know, Pete's out there with his dog. He's been out of town, so this was all news to him.
I have been out of town, so I don't know.
Nothing. What's wrong with these dogs? It must be you, Alice.
Those dogs are too loud.
Man.
They can smell my dog.
That's true. All right, let's listen to Pete.
I've been out of town, so I don't know about the zombie raccoon.
Well, you do now, sir.
Yeah, I do now.
Aren't you, don't you feel informed?
I feel informed, and thank you, but nothing I can say.
It's a public service.
Linda, I wish I had a good zombie raccoon quote for you here, but I haven't seen the zombie raccoon. But I'm glad to join the neighborhood watch against the zombie raccoons. We always have to be on alert.
That sounds like a radio guy. And also, did he call you Linda?
he was saying to me, who's better than Linda, the dog whisperer? I mean,
the dog whisperer. I thought he was calling you Linda.
Yeah. No.
This is like Night of the Living Vermin.
This segment, you know what we're going to do with this segment, Alice? We're just going to bottle it up and send it right to the awards committee.
This is
we're not even going to fill out the paperwork.
This is a Marconi award-winning segment, if ever there was one, Alice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sending me. I just don't know how you do it.
Hey, Alice, just tell me how Linda became the dog whisperer. What are the credentials or what are the qualifications?
Well, she's all dog all the time. She's a little, I would say, on the nutty side of dog. You know, like there are dog people. Like, I'm a dog person, but my dog is not my child. Like, I have a neighbor, and she loves her dogs, and I gave her a movie about dogs, and she said that they watched it all day, and thank you so much. Okay, wow. I'm not that kind of dog person. Right. Linda might be.
Hey, Alice, before you run, you got about 30 seconds. Natalie was telling me you've never been in Prospect Park and you were blown away. I was there when I was younger. It's a beautiful park.
Yeah, well, I've only been here to work. Like, if dead bodies turn up or something terrible happens,
stuff.
So I get to go to sections. But to just wander around and enjoy the park, I've never done that. And this meadow this morning was gorgeous. I sent pictures.
Okay.
We'll so post maybe they're on our website.
How many times do dead bodies turn up in Prospect Park?
Thanks, Alice.
Out there with the dogs,
you know,
and the zombie raccoons.
It said zombies, and
go.
I had Alice written all over it. Right.
That's it.
Hey, did you hear the one about the butt-dialing gecko?
What?
The butt-dialing gecko. This is not a Geico commercial, trust me. Plus, who wouldn't want an extra grand? Your next chance is coming up at 10:05.
Hey, my friends, I want to give you a chance to win tickets to see the band's visit. This year's Tony Award winner for Best Musical, and you're going to see it with yours truly. And after the show, I'm going to have an exclusive interview with a member of the cast on the stage at the band's visit. This musical rejoices in the way music makes us laugh, makes us cry, and ultimately, in these divisive times, music can bring us together. For a chance to win and join me at the first ever Matinee with Michael, go to 710WOR.com/contest. That's 710WOR.com/contest, but you got to do it before Friday. Friday is the deadline, so go to 710WOR.com/contest to win tickets to see the band's visit with me.
All right, sounds good. Check out some traffic now. Here's Bernie Vider.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Well, we're wrapping it up here, but Mark Simone is on deck coming up after the news at 10 o'clock. We've got some kooky stories here, but you caught my attention, Len. Before we went to break, you said a butt-dialing gecko?
Yeah.
I don't get this.
You don't want to hear some more about the zombie raccoons?
No, I don't. I'm done with the zombie raccoons.
You know, oftentimes, I don't know if you get this, but someone will ask me, what'd you talk about on the show today? And I just never, I usually say, well, had to do with Trump somewhere. But
Kavanaugh?
I don't know. But we talked about zombie raccoons. Where were you, everybody? No, this is a true story. There was people were getting these phone calls from the same number, and it turned out it was coming from the Hawaii Marine Mammal Hospital. But they were getting these calls, and in total silence, they pick it up. In fact, one person in the span of 15 minutes, this is the Kikeola Hawaiian Monk Seal Hospital in Kalua Kona, Hawaii.
Oh, my God. That is a long name for a hospital.
The veterinarian and seal expert, Clara Simeone, within 15 minutes, her phone rang 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out it was coming from inside the facility. Mm. And they tracked it down. It turned out there was a gecko that was walking around on someone's cell phone keypad. And I guess just by walking around was, I don't know if geckos have butts, but they were butt dialing. It was a gecko that was making the phone calls.
Well, didn't it try to sell her some car insurance?
That's true.
I mean, that's the gecko Geico.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that fell flat. But anyway.
That was the story you picked, my friend.
No, the joke fell flat. I thought it was fascinating that a gecko was butt dialing.
Okay, there you are. Hey, here's one for you. Now, you've been to Santorini in Greece, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So it's one of those volcanic islands, so it's really high. There are big mountains there.
Yeah.
And you can either take a funicular up to the top.
Correct.
Or you can take a donkey.
Right. The boat, when I was on a cruise, so the boat docks there at the bottom, and then to get up to where the town is,
you got
to go up.
Someone as in the peak of condition as I am would walk. But you would take the funicular.
I chose not to take the donkey because I thought I'd smell like a donkey the rest of the day. Who the hell wants to climb on a donkey?
Well, Greece has now banned obese tourists from taking the donkeys because it is cruelty towards animals.
It wasn't cruel before to make these poor doggies go up and down the
mountain. To carry Rosie O'Donnell up and down the mountain of Santorini. Obese tourists are now banned from riding donkeys in Santorini. They have to take the funicular or they have to be hoisted up there in some forklift or something like that if they want to get to the town.
I have a warning for husbands out there who don't know. When your wife brings you to Santorini, you get to the top of the funicular, you know what's there?
What?
8,000 jewelry stores that your wife is going to want to go into every single one of them.
Yeah, but it's junk jewelry, isn't it?
Probably is. I don't know. Anyway, that's a warning.
But, I have to say, I don't like, I think they call it body shaming. I don't think it's fun to make fun of people who may have a weight problem. But on the other hand, I do like animals, and it's a heavy load for those donkeys to be taken up, Roseanne Barr to the top of Santorini.
What's the cutoff? Are they going to have a scale at the bottom?
Well, I don't know.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, I think it can kind of tell if somebody's obese.
They'll have a little, they have a height thing for kids at Disney World. They have a little fat thing. If you could fit in this cutout, if you can't fit in this cutout, you got to take the funicular. Hey, I got another animal story for you.
Oh, good. I love animal stories.
Well, this is a woman was forcibly removed from a Frontier Airlines plane by Orlando police because she tried to bring a squirrel on board, claiming it was an emotional support squirrel.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Come on.
True story. This is reported by ABC News, so it must be true. Is that funny?
An emotional support squirrel? I've never heard of such a thing.
Passenger noted in their reservation they were bringing an emotional support animal. It is not indicated that it was a squirrel, the airline said in the statement provided to the Orlando station. Rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on Frontier flights. I would hope not.
I mean, what's next? An emotional support goldfish?
Oh boy.
This stuff is ridiculous. I can't believe it. Oh, here's one for you. You'll probably like this. In fact, I bet you're the person who did it.
What is it?
Around Brooklyn sidewalks.
Yeah.
They have a pee on me Donald Trump statuette.
What?
Popping up. Yeah. They've got a statuette of Trump. They've got a bust of Donald Trump. It's all over the place in Brooklyn on sidewalks. Yeah. Bust of Donald Trump. And propped up against it is a sign that says, pee on me. Now, how long did it take you, Len, to put all those statues out in Brooklyn last night?
Well, that's how I saw Prospect Park. Remember I was telling her how pretty it was?
Can you believe this? New Yorkers, that's just dope.
That's dope.
That is just
plain earlier
rude.
We were talking about the nominees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And one of the nominees is a group I never, ever, ever heard of called MC5. And I said the song was called Kick Out the James, but I misread it. It's called Kick Out the Jams by MC5. I left it, kick out the jams. Yes, kick out the jams. There you go. Nominated the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, I got an email from Michael, one of our listeners, who says MC5 stands for the Motor City 5.
Oh,
so now
Detroit.
You know. Now you know. Huh. That's where the name came from.
Can't really say I think that song is worthy of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Kick out the James. There you have it. We just want to give all the information to our, you know,
we're up on top of all those Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. All right, if you missed anything today, check out our website, 710WOR.com/Lennon Michael. We got the hot grandma pictures, the hot teacher pictures.
Oh, the hot grandma. Hot. You got to see. She's naked.
You got it. It's great.
She's naked.
But stick around for Mark Simone. He is coming up after the news. It is now